Welcome everyone. I'm Fabrizio Massara. Together I'm presenting in behalf of Adelaide Ramassotto and Fabrizio Provera today. I will try to show you some data that we gathered and are displaying about Turin in Italy. I am from CSI Piemonte, that is a company that service for public administrations, and founded in 1977 in the Piedmont region. Today we have more than 100 public stakeholders, province, municipalities, and so on. The data of I will show you today is about the municipality of Turin, that is a city in northern Italy. Here, this is a picture, of course. It's the former capital of Piedmont. The only thing that I show you are not some numbers, but we are talking about 330,000 buildings in the metropolitan area. We were here in the Phosphor G 3 years ago in Bonn, when we showed the same slide and the next one to show our previous work that started in 2010. Our work were intended to try to visualize a large number of buildings in a browser, in Google Earth first in a Java application with OpenGL, then in Google Earth, and then we participated to the Web3D City Modeling Competition, where we adopted an earlier version of Cesium.js, and the same we made trying to display buildings in Google Earth. 2010, 2011, 2014, I must tell you that we were not able to do it, or the results were not very good in terms of performance and so on. In 2016, we presented the same DIMR project in Bonn, where we started to adopt Cesium.js, and we represented the urban areas, a small part of the urban areas of Turin and Manchester, with a beta version of 3D tiles. These were the results we were able to show at the time. You can see we followed with four level of details the structure of a building in Turin. This was what we were able to do at the time. For us was a great success. This is a BAM model exported in GBX HTML and then translated in 3D tiles, I was saying, in an earlier version of it. We are talking about Cesium.js 1.25 beta. There was no official support of 3D tiles, but we were able to do so. This is another example for the 2016 project. This is another building when you can see that we adopted the city GML proposed differentiations of LODs. So the structure, the roofs, LOD 3 when arriving windows and doors, and in LOD 4 we remove the roofs to allow to see inside the building the items that we were looking into, that are the sensors that were registering data that we were showing in real time. So this is the last slide from 2016. You can see the flow was from the BIM service at the time via an export in GBX HTML there was a custom converter that allowed us to generate the Cesium-GS3D tiles. Okay, stop with the old stuff. I'm changing slightly the slide to show you what we have done today and what are we showing you today. Fabrizio Provera, with his good work for his master thesis, try to say, let's go to interpret and output the full EFC model, not only the GBHML. It's a long road. We went along that road, and now we can say that we have almost better results that we have seen before. You can see partially completed the EFC model. In this case, is a school in Settimo Torinese with Cesium.js 1.6 this time, with full 3D tile supports, GLTF 2.0, and all bells and whistles. This is another school. This is the school Puffy in kindergarten, even in LOD3. And then we like very much 3D tiles technology. And so we try to see point clouds and SFM support. So we tested some models, and there were some problems trying to replicate some buildings with photogrammetry. So we tried to pick the most difficult subjects to show. This is a monument. Conte Verde means green count. Is in the central in a central place of Turin. You can see maybe in I will show you anyway. All the details are represented. The statue is a bronze statue. We had no problems with photogrammetry in this case because we think it was a little dirty. This is another difficult model. Is the Frejus Tunnel Memorial. Very, very difficult because there are a lot of stones, a lot of statues, and something else. And this is another example. This is a plaque entitled to Vittorio Emanuele II, who was a former king, when you can see that we tested some annotations, not only made with the classification like Cesium.js allows at this day. Anyway, we tested this kind of annotations to show pop-ups, HTML, and first of all, our intention was to translate the inscriptions in various languages, inscriptions or attributes or description, what else you can say. We have also a low-scale model. Don't expect something like you do in Germany or so on. I've seen. We have a low-scale model that we tested of the city. You can see there are some glitches in other parts, but we were able to meet the scale model taken from aerial photographs with the extrusion in LOD1 of the model of the city, so that we can do classifications on the mesh of the city model. Because when you have a mesh of a city model, you don't know which is the building, where is the data. Having the extrusion and the footprints of every building, you can do some comparison, some data extraction, even some optimization on it. So what we used in input, we have data from the administrations, public administrations. This data is in every sort of format. Anyway, GeoJSON, Shape, PostJS, what you thinking of. The BIM data is in EFSE, Industry Foundation Classes format, and the data for the building of the SFM stratiform motion data is of source, of course, in their pictures, so JPEG, PNG, what the modern photographs camera can output. With the data is has been managed with QGIS, long live QGIS, Visual SFM when we could, Agisoft MetaShape is the only closed source and commercial tool, but you can do everything in Visual SFM. And anyway, we tested some differences. We think Visual SFM is very good. Agisoft MetaShape helps in doing other jobs. MeshLab, that is in cloud compare to modify, optimize some meshes, even if the work has not been done strongly, because we didn't modify the meshes very much. And then SysimJS for its visualization, and jQuery for the live part in SysimJS to intervene where is needed. The output will be 3D tiles, CDGML, and OGC formats, of course. I wanted to show you this slide because the parsing of the EFC model is output from Revit mainly, from the department of DIST, of Polytechnic of Turin, that uses Revit. You can export the EFC model. This is one slide to show you the different kind of elements that were present in the two models that I show you, Rodari, Scurodari, and Kindergartner Fleming. You see, for example, that there are 22 slab, 52 walls, 260 windows, doors, etc. Every of these elements needs a dedicated procedure to extract the different parts, attributes, and geometry. Every element has a different geometric representation for who of you that knows the step file format. We cover the 90% of the representation. We are trying to close the work and to be able to represent the full BIM model in Cesium or in other viewers. Remember that we have a Java 2 enterprise stack, so we are not dealing with C++ libraries and so on. So we stick in doing everything live, eventually only cached the EFC to 3D tiles conversion is done live in a J2 Enterprise Edition stack. Okay. The results, we were here 3 years ago. We were hoping that the 3D tiles standard could have a future. Now we can say that after 3 years, the 3D tiles are a very good implementation. We are very good with it. We want to complete the geometry conversion procedures. We are trying. I don't know if I have a slide here. Anyway, this was the Dimmer project. It was based on Cesium. Anyway, the Dimmer project dealt with the energy consumption and energy distribution inside the pipes that you see on the left part. This was done with the server-side APIs. We would like to to adopt the incoming CTGML features like dynamizers. We will try to interface with them as soon as possible, because we have a lot of dynamic data, not only consumption, but data, open API, traffic data, and so on. And we are here, as we promised 3 years ago, but a lot of times has passed, I know, to publish these routines that are the CTGML converters that takes GeoJSON and so on, shapes and so on, and outputs CTGML, we hope, version 3, and the EFC utils. You see, I'm sorry, incoming and bug fixing, because they are not very, very decent. We are arranging them. We wanted to bug fix and present the 95% of the EFC element covered. Anyway, if you have some EFC, if you like some of our representations, if you have your EFC, you can contact us. We will try to give you an advanced alpha or beta version to try it, because we need use cases. We need to have more use cases to cover more elements to convert, because we can implement the full EFC API. So it's too big. Okay, you can find, you will find, sorry, for now, github.com CSI Piemonte has a lot of other open source projects. You will find CTGML and EFC converters in some weeks or months. You can contact as this address. I would like to show you, while there will be the eventual questions, a small video, because we try to go live, but there is something that is not going well with this PC. I must assure you that you can play this this application in your phone, so 3D tiles are effective. These are the LOD buildings at level 1. You can see the attributes that coming from the 3D tiles. Now we are showing, okay, this is the photogrammetric model taken from the orthographic, not specialized, it's only made for the 2008 flight orthophotos. You can see that, I don't know how to stop it. Anyway, you can see that the white white parts are the differences between the extrusions, so the footprints extruded by the height with the data in ownership of the city Turin municipality, with the real SFM from the flight, from the photographic photogrammetric flight. This is what I was saying, that allows you to have attributes that come from the underlying extrusion in LOD1. And so we are able to classify and propagate the attributes to parts of the mesh. We think of the task of representing and building the 3D model is a huge one. We don't have enough resources for that. So we think to split in chunks, like Edgesoft photo MetaShape allows us, and speed the process. At the same time, if we know how to split in chunks, we will try not to break the building enough, but we will try to follow the street pattern. We will have a model that can put together safely, and we will gain all the attributes. This is a ground street photogrammetry I made with a small camera. I think 60 pictures of to build it. allow me that you will find the model very detailed where I could shot the photograph. I couldn't arrive high because I didn't have something to go there, and we can fly in the city, so we couldn't put a drone, but professionals can do it. You can see that you can read everything. Maybe now I'm trying to put the pop-up with the informations. Now I'm trying to show you even the details on the bronze statue. You will see, as I was saying, it was fortunate that the statue was old and dirty, because we couldn't have the metal with this detail. What is, I think my time is expiring. What is important in all this? That you are saying, that you are seeing a photogrammetric metric model, a load one, you see the a load one model integrated, and another 3D tiles that is only dedicated to this statue, all in the same cesium model. This is another, the picture I was showing before, the Frejus made of stones and the statues. They are all loaded in the same environment because with the 3D tile principles, the other parts that are not here are unloaded from the memory, so are not here to complicate our work and the work of the graphic machine. I think that's all. I showed you classification. Maybe now are arriving the BAM models, but I think that we can go with the questions. We will leave the video behind. Thank you.
Okay, thanks Fabrizio. Does anyone have any questions?
Well, thank you. A very interesting presentation. Could you go back to the slide which explained the conversion from IFC to
yes,
GBXML and so on?
Yes, it's a high level explanation, but I can go deeper as you want.
So my question is, probably you tried the several different types of the standard for building, like IFC, GBXML, and CTGML.
Yes.
Could you give us a brief comparison between them? So particularly between GBXML and CTGML.
Okay, GBXML is an exchange format that BIM considers for the interface to tools that does thermal computations and so on. So you have seen you output the only the external, if you want, even internal, but only walls, external walls, roofs, and openings that are doors. And this is what is needed to these tools as of 3 years ago to do the task. I know that there is something about GBHTML that is going on, but the importance of having a full EFC model is that in the exportation you have solids and not polygons anyway, and you have of heavy component the thermal informations, the material, the transmissive factors, and so on. So even if the EFC is too big for the tool that to do computations, you can do a lot of things with that. This is apart from the heuristic informations that could have monuments, this will be used by the municipality, because now they are working with the plans that comes out from the EFC model, like in AutoCAD, in drawings, and they move features, elements on them. Now they are asking us to work on the 3D model, and as I was saying to you, we are able in the EFC, that is a textual file, to modify some limited attributes of the elements, like position, and position for now. So if they have a certain feature, a desk or something like that, that is in the tree model, we can allow them to edit the feature, and we can update the feature position for others. We work on file system for now. We don't have a full BIM service implemented because it would need us a database. I don't know if it was enough. Yes.
But I'd like to know about between PDXML and CTGML.
Maybe you can catch up after, because if there's one super quick other question.
Yes, please. No. No, actually not. We are going towards CTGML. We will publish our applications, libraries, I would say, to go towards CTGML. No, we simply because I know that CTGML is a storing, archiving format for a lot of cities, but not in Italy. We have no CTGML open data available. We are trying to publish to generate them so that the municipalities can publish them.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Just for the recording, that question was about a converter between CTGML and 3D tiles, and apparently there are none at the moment.
No.
Cool. Thanks, everyone. So there's 5 minutes to go to your next session or stay here, by all means. That would be great.
Thank you very much.